CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to the Youth Leadership Platform, brought to you by Leadership Platform and Student Brands. And as per usual, the second segment is about showcasing musical talent. And by that, we're keeping it strictly African, and to be more precise, South African. Coming all the way from Soweto, chilling with me, Bongani, in studio today is KE. What's up, man?
Man, I'm great, man. How are you? Happy New Year to everybody.
Awesome, awesome. So, KE, sure. Just please give our listeners just a brief background on who you are and where you come from and things. And let's drive the conversation from there.
From a musical background, I'm KE, and Ndofoya's very own, Soweto's very own. I've been around, man. I dropped the single a few years ago, then I disappeared, kind of disappeared.
All right.
To be doing features. The song was very big, a song called Bona Retang.
All right.
That's the song that I'm known by, known for. I've been around, I've worked with a lot of artists in the industry.
Would you care to name drop?
Name drop?
Just a couple.
One of the biggest artists in the country, MT.
Yeah.
Magraza.
Uh-huh.
Amu Pro Red Button. Currently, I work with Red Button.
All right. He's
also a part of our stable. Legends, Zola, Mzambia, Pricks, a lot of guys, man.
Jeesh. Yeah. Jeesh.
Legends, Malume, Robi Malinga.
So KE is not a wannabe, he's not a come up artist. He's been in the game, got the experience.
Got the t-shirt. Got stolen, got it back.
Now you have it back.
I got it back.
Why music?
I grew up playing soccer.
All right.
I grew up playing soccer. My grandmother owned a Shebeen in Soweto.
Okay.
So you'd understand, I'd go to training, come back, get a lot of music playing there.
Yeah.
So I grew up listening from musical background, you know. I was in a church choir, junior choir. I was in a junior church choir, school choir. So yeah, music has always been my passion, you know. Mm-hmm. Even when I was playing soccer, I was playing for the national team, under 23 national team.
Oh, is it?
When I quit, I would be in the dressing room and I'd be rapping, I'd be freestyling. So when I quit and, you know, decided to do music full time.
Jeesh. And why did you move away from football?
Number one, contractual disputes. The owner of the team that I was playing for at the time, which I won't mention, wanted me to renew my contract when we were playing in the lower leagues.
Okay.
One of the big teams wanted me to come and trial with them. Orlando Pirates wanted me to come and trial with them.
All right.
So I wasn't able to get my clearance from the team. So I decided to pursue soccer because he was holding a very high position in SAFA. So, you know, I couldn't fight against, you know, such a big person. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of stories that are told, even in the music industry.
Yeah.
There's certain producers and stable owners that shut the doors for everybody else except artists in their stable. What's your take on that?
My take on that is be independent. That's what we did. That's what we did. Now we open our own record company.
Okay.
In that way, nobody would be able to control you. You know,
all right.
Nobody would be able to control me. We own a company. There's three of us that own Millionaire Touch Records. So yeah, in that way, I'd say do things your way, because even if you work for a certain company, at a certain point you wanna grow, you wanna live and be on your own. But the contract is holding you in, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say to the people out there, be your own, do your own, you know, even if it takes long, you know.
But you'll eventually make it.
Yeah.
All right. So before you starting MTR as written on your t-shirt, leading up to Bona Retang, what are some of your highlights as a musician that wants to break into the scene that you've had?
When I started recording, the first recording session I was in, a proper recording session, I was in with Sesh from Izinyoga and Mzegezege at the time.
All right.
I was still young and I was, you know, that was the highlight of my career, one of the highlights of my career. That Saturday, I was invited to come and perform, to go with Sesh on stage, and I performed one of my songs. Mm. You know, I was only a few months into the game and I was performing on stage with my idols at the time, you know, people that I was idolizing at the time. So that was one of the highlights of my career before I released the song Bona Retang. That's when I saw that I could do this thing independently, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And what record label were you signed under at the time?
I wasn't signed, and I was indie. I wasn't signed under anything.
Oh, so you've always been indie.
I've always been independent. Yeah, I've approached the record labels. Other record labels have approached me, but they didn't see, because when I was chilling with people like Robbie Malinga and the sorts, they would tell you how important it is to be independent, not to be owned. You know, so I had a following in my hood. I had a following around Soweto. I thought if I could push myself from where I stay in Soweto,
yeah,
I could branch out in South Africa, you know, why not? So, yeah.
So now, obviously in music, you come to a point where you decide your direction. Some people are doing pop, some people are doing hip hop. So explain your genre to me and to our listeners as well. And why that specific genre?
I went to a private school and I grew up in Soweto.
All right.
So going to a private school, I had a huge hip-hop influence. So all right. I loved hip-hop. But I couldn't... We were scared to rap in Venek back then, you know? I grew up listening to Kwaito, but hip-hop came in when we went to join the other kids at private school. So you're scared to rap in Venek.
Mm-hmm.
But then people came in, Amu came in, and Pro came in. Other people came in, started rapping in Venek, and it was nice, it was fashionable. And we could do it. I could do it better because it was a language that I grew up speaking, you know?
Sure.
So I decided to go that route, to do Venek rap, but fused with English, you know, to get a wider market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hip-hop is your thing?
Hip-hop is my thing, yeah.
Who are some of the people that you look up to? Nationally or internationally, on any front?
Internationally, I'd say Drake at the moment.
Okay.
Because he's, you know, he doesn't follow trends in the game.
Okay.
He creates his own sound every time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nationally, okay, he hasn't made it yet, but I'd say Maraza, you know, because looking at where we were a few years ago, you know, hustling together.
Yeah.
The boy has made it now, you know.
It's played everywhere.
I wouldn't want to say somebody big, AKA or Casper. Yes, they inspire me as well because they've reached, you know, heights where every South African rapper would want to go at the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Maraza is steadily going there, and he's at the same stage I was a few years back, so yeah.
You know, a lot of the people that you're mentioning, they're probably younger than you.
Yeah,
but you're sitting here with me, and you're telling me that you look up to them.
Maraza is almost the same age as me.
Okay.
AK and Casper, yes, maybe a bit younger.
Uh-huh.
But when we went solo together. When AK left the group, he was NTT.
Yeah.
We went solo together, you know. Yeah, so yeah, you don't have to be older than some, younger than somebody to look up to them.
Yeah.
You know, you look up to somebody in terms of where they are at the stage where in the same industry that we are, you know. Yeah.
And exactly that. It's also a trait of humility, which is very important in the game. As much as I know hip hop, it's about a certain lifestyle that you become relevant once you are portrayed in a certain way, living in a certain lifestyle as well. and do you conform to that?
I do not conform to that. I'd rather set my own trend, you know.
Yeah.
Coming from Soweto, people would follow a certain lifestyle. This year you wanna be Scotanis, next year you wanna be something else. I'm me, dog. I create my own trend. I do what I want to do, whenever I want to do, as long as it's the right way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you describe your style of rapping?
My style of rapping is very funny. address social issues in a very fun way. You know?
Okay.
When you listen to my music, you hear that I'm talking about a certain issue, but it's fun. You know, my punchlines, people would want to listen to me over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not the type, that hardcore type of rapper where your grandmother or your grandfather won't want to listen to. You know, something like that.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah. I want us to touch a bit on some of the social issues that are very dear to you, that you want to address. But before we go there, I just want you to take us through 6ix9ine, the freestyle that we're gonna play in a jiffy. What was the inspiration behind that?
I was actually on my way to studio to record my single Ubani that is just played now.
Yeah,
it's a very Caribbean feel, you know. So went to studio with my manager and Red Button, and I told this guy to just put in that beat. You know, there's a beat that we sampled
okay
for Ubani. So I told him to put in that beat. I wanna just want to freestyle on it. And I did that. You know, I just got into the booth before recording the verse that I written, and I did that. I just wanted to address where I was at the moment, the zone that I was at the moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After that, the next day, I shot that video for Ubani.
Yeah.
For 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it up on Facebook, and it got 100,000 views in a week.
Jeesh.
So, yeah.
Jeesh. So it's people, one of those things. you've got a very good reception from
people are waiting for me, man. People are waiting for a solo from me. Because I've been doing a lot of features ever since then. Like I said, working with MT and the guys before they blew up. We're doing a lot of features at the time.
Yeah.
But people were waiting for my solo, I'd say, you know? So yeah.
Let's jump to 6ix9ine and let's talk a bit about that.
My chance. 6ix9ine. Baba, I'm back. Tell a hater, suck my 6ix9ine pipe. Pele sami scoopers, bamus, I'm a 6x9. Your chick might cry. My mifula, I take quick, that's right. My pattern, I'm a biggie.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the YLP on Cliff Central, with myself, Bongani, and, KE. And what we were just jamming to is, freestyle called 6ix9ine from, the man himself, sure. KE.
Yeah.
So, like we were saying that before the song,
yeah,
some of the social issues that you're very passionate about that you keep on wanting to address with your songs. But before we get into that, KE, you know, everyone has a story behind how they got the name. How did you end up being called KE?
My friends gave it to me because my name is Kile. My name is Kile Tile. Yeah, man. So they use the first two letters of my name, K-E. That's where K-E comes from, you know? Yeah. So they gave it to me after realizing that, hey, this guy can actually rap. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So, and you had to have, like a cool, funky name.
Cool name.
Yeah.
You can't be a Kendrick Lamar. Or be tried. Real name, no gimmicks.
It's only a couple of cats that can get away with that.
Get away with that, yeah.
Yeah. So, I see. So, what are some of, the social issues that you are very passionate about that with your music you want to address?
With the art itself, I'd like to see more activities, workshops, music workshops being held in the hood, you know?
Okay.
Where there's a lot of people that are talented in the hood, but they don't know where to go, where to record, how the music industry works. I'll get my inbox full. People asking, "Hey, can you be my mentor?" And I'm still hustling that time, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to see those workshops being made available in the hood, you know, not music only, but the art, the whole art as a whole, you know, acting, all those things, you know. So, I'd like to see those workshops in the hood. There's a lot of kids there that need this help. If corporates are listening, if the government is listening, there's, you know. So where to, especially, you know, because that's where I come from. I can't talk for East Rand or KZN or something, you know. I'm talking about where I come from, where I get off my car and people start running to me and say, hey, want to record? Where's the studio? And, you know, you ask this kid, have you recorded some things before? He hasn't recorded, doesn't know how the recording process works, what he's going to do with the music after recording it, how important is mixing and mastering, how important is PR, how, you know.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I'd like to see those workshops be made available in the hood.
So you want kids from the hood to understand music, that should they want to make a career out of it,
yeah,
they will have the necessary skills to be able to do that.
Yes, it's not necessarily for them to, even if they don't want to do music, you know, maybe they want to understand how the music industry works.
Because
people see you passing by and say, hey. We haven't seen you in a long time, you know. What are you busy with?
Yeah.
And are you doing music? Are you still rapping, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still rapping, but I can't have music played on radio because of certain issues, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that they need to understand, to learn how the music industry works. You can't just release for the sake of releasing.
Jeesh. No? Yeah. You know what? There's a young man out there sitting and listening to our conversation,
yeah,
and he's probably a fan of KE or just had KE, and he himself wants to, or she wants to be a musician, and to be more precise, a rapper. What are some of the words of advice that you can give to that person?
I've always said this, and I'll continue saying it. You know, I know you want to be like KE, aka Casper. But don't be that. Be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Be yourself. Just learn how the game works, or Google how the game works, but be yourself. Don't want to be anybody else but you. you know. Yeah. So
what is KE driven by?
I'm driven by success, man. Driven by being better than yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I achieved something 6 out of 10 yesterday, I want to have at least 6.1 tomorrow, you know.
Making progress.
Yeah.
And what would you define success in your terms?
Success is achieving the goal that you set for yourself when you woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And what are some of the goals that you have?
my immediate goal is to get major playlist.
Okay.
Yeah, because I believe I'm back.
You're back.
You know, major playlist and both on TV and radio, because my video is also done for Ubani.
Yeah.
So that's my immediate goal now. Long term, this year, I want to see growing our label, Millionaire Touch Record, mm-hmm. And shooting videos for other artists that are in a stable, you know.
So can we expect a project coming out from you?
My project is coming out in May. It's an EP.
May 2017.
It's coming out. It's an EP. So after dropping a second single, I'll drop the project.
You drop the project. Yeah. What are some of the things that we can expect from the EP, and what's the name of the EP?
The EP is still to be titled. It's still to be titled.
Okay.
You can expect mainly myself solo, and the only feature that I'll be having on the EP is the second single. It's featuring Naughty, and Red Button will be on the third single.
Okay.
Yeah, mainly it's me, you know. I wanna showcase that I can do this without major features. Yeah,
yes. Okay. And it from the EP as well, I can get a sense of Gussie appeal from a lot of what you do. Is that your target market?
Gussie appeal in a sense of the vocab. Yes, but the beats are international. The beats are, you know, universal. As you've heard, Ubani.
Yeah.
The beats are universal. So, but the vocab will be Gussie. Yes,
yeah.
And mixed with a bit of English, because that's a vast majority of my target market.
Hmm. Yeah. And obviously you want the Mandoza kind of relevance, because, you know, I remember Nkalakatha being played.
Yeah.
There were a couple of songs, international songs,
yeah,
big songs on radio, being played. And it was a group of multiracial, young adults. And they were not really, you know, moved by the music that was playing, the relevant music.
Yes.
And the DJ dropped Nkalakatha. White people, black people, Indians, coloreds, everyone lost their minds.
Yeah, because the beat was not quite. It's not a quite a beat. See, it was it's a universal beat, but the vocab on the thingy, it was vernac. So yeah.
So staying true to who KE is and where KE comes from, but still reaching or appealing to anybody.
To the wider market.
Exactly.
Know? Everybody who's supporting SA Hip Hop. SA Hip Hop has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown to a point where, hey, you don't want to release anything that's Mampara, you know?
So, like, the standard is just set up high, that you actually, like, want to
be
the best.
Your toes, yeah.
Hey, you want to be your best self.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Not competing with other people out there, but obviously, you know, pleasing your market.
Yes.
And being the best that you can be.
And I mean, if the standard of music is set on a certain level,
you gotta step up.
You gotta step up. You gotta step up and meet the requirements.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you've faced? You've been on stages with your legendary Mzege Zeges. You've been with the Robbie Malingas.
I've been on stage with everybody, man. the biggest challenge that we have as independent artists, and I'd say this for everybody that's independent out there.
Yeah.
It's getting playlisted on national radio.
Ah.
You know, people don't know that you need somebody to handle your PR. You can't just go and drop off your CD and go home, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest challenge we've learned through the years, that you need to do follow-ups.
Okay.
You need to have a PR person, basically. If you don't have the energy to do it yourself, because it's a lot of energy, believe me. You see? So yeah. It's one of the challenges. The second challenge would be getting shows. Because if you're not on TV,
the bookings,
you're not on radio,
yeah,
nobody will call you. No,
yeah.
You must go out there and look for shows. Nobody will call you and say, KE. Nobody, I bet you now there's not somebody there in the Eastern Cape doesn't know who KE is.
Yeah.
You see? Because they don't have DSTV. Maybe they're watching SABC.
But you're up in the studio,
you're recording,
busting your,
you're there.
Yeah.
So you need to look for shows as independents.
Mm. So how can we get a hold of you?
Number one, phone call. Management's phone call. 073-365-4207.
Okay.
Email mtrrecords8.
Okay.
At gmail.com. And then myself, my music is on SoundCloud. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as k_e1852.
Awesome.
And Facebook ke1852.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man, for coming through to our show. And we will be expecting a lot from you with your vast experience. Shout out to the team for putting everything together. Hope Sasha Lee is listening. Shout out to our content producer and basically everyone that made the show a success.
Shout out to everybody in studio.
And that too.
Shout out to everybody that's listening. Everybody that have sent messages late. I'm sorry, guys, but you know, yeah.
Thank awesome, you for listening. Awesome.
Thank you for the YLP as well.
Yes.
For having me here.
Nah, we appreciate your presence, man. As per the standard, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Instagram and Twitter is YLP Cliff Central, and on Facebook it's Youth Leadership Platform. And thanks for tuning in and pulling through. And we will see you same time next week, Monday. That is 2:00 on Cliff Central. Adios. CliffCentral.com.